Do you call it a yam or a sweet potato? And which is more accurate? The answer is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Attention! If you're attempting to lose weight, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a 6-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sensa is conducting a market trial in this listening area. If you're trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sensa free for 30 days. Call 1-800-716-8977 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. In fact, we only ask that you continue your current eating habits. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are backed by a 30-day weight loss guarantee. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. For your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-716-8977. That's 1-800-716-8977.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 10th. It's the 314th day of the year. It was on Lake Superior on this day in 1975 that the gales of November sunk the Edmund Fitzgerald. Around this time each year, we usually hear the question, what's the difference between a yam and a sweet potato? The short answer is no difference at all, at least among the varieties in your local supermarket. The confusion began in the 18th century when sweet potatoes were first cultivated in America. They were sometimes confused with the African yam, an unrelated vegetable. The terms, however, became so interchangeable that producers were required to identify the product by both names. So call it a yam if you like, but it's still a sweet potato. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.